MTD Radio News. I'm Jill Miller. Have you ever wanted to experience White Sands National Park's gypsum sand dunes under moonlight? U.S.'s newest national park offers just that experience to a limited number of visitors on a monthly basis. It's best to move quickly, though, as officials say tickets for the event are among the most sought after and tend to sell out in a matter of minutes. Tickets for a November full moon hike available September 27th. The guided hike follows the 2.3-mile Dune Life Nature Trail and lasts about 2 hours. Check-in for the hike starts at 5. The hike is moderate in nature. Well, coming up, it's the Kite Festival, Rio Doso. You can build, design, and fly your own kite September 23rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and September 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's food vendors, food trucks, and professional kite flyers. If you like more information, you can go to RioDosoParksAndRec.com. Suspect in a double shooting and dramatic police chase that ended in a crash in South Roswell in April has pled not guilty to multiple criminal counts. Rusty Johnson entered the plea on 8 criminal counts during his arraignment in Chavez County. Johnson faces 3 counts of aggravated assault upon a peace officer. Investigators say on April 10, Johnson rode a motorcycle to the 200 block of Horton Street address while armed with a gun. He then allegedly entered the house uninvited, then opened fire, shooting and wounding a man and his son before leaving. In an attempt to resume the pursuit, Johnson reportedly put the truck in reverse, colliding with the deputy's vehicle. Johnson was subsequently arrested and booked into the Chavez County Detention Center. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.